special guest here with me right now, and it's weird how these things happen. I am not a huge current wrestling fan, but I dabble in it. And one thing I do love is these podcasts. And there's a great podcast called Something to Wrestle With that is all old school stuff, and I really got into that. And while listening to that, I heard another podcast being promoted, and that's about wrestling figures. And it takes you back to being a kid, and now it's got me collecting again. And the host, or one of the hosts of that podcast, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, is Brian Myers, also known as WWE superstar Curt Hawkins, happens to be a huge Mets fan. So Brian and I became friendly over Twitter. I asked him to come on. He's gracious enough to join me here and take some time. Now, where are you exactly right now, Brian?
Believe it or not, I'm in Buenos Aires, Argentina right now.
Buenos Aires, Argentina, which is 2 hours ahead of our time. So this is pretty late that you're staying up for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's cool. It's an honor to be on The Fan. I'm a big fan of The Fan. I mean, you know, obviously been listening my entire life.
Well, that was one reason why I want to have you on. You're such a huge Mets fan. Now, maybe I should have known that over the years. I found out, you know, obviously through listening to the podcast that you're a big Mets fan. I should have probably known through your ring gear in blue and orange. How pumped are you about your Metsies making some big moves already this offseason?
I've done a lot of research and racking my brain and my heart about this recent trade, and I've accepted it, and I've decided to be very positive about it, and I think it's cool.
At first, did you not like the Cano deal at first?
I guess the idea is just the getting rid of prospects like that, but we got to win now, man. We have these once in a lifetime pitching rotation. You know, we got to win now and do whatever it takes to win now. So I'm down. I'm on board.
Now, I got in trouble a couple years ago for calling out Kevin James, saying he was he's a fraud Met fan. I mean, a guy shows up at games when he's got something to promote, all right, whatever, and he actually called the show and called me out trying to tell me I was a real Mets fan. I still don't believe him as much as I would somebody like you. You seem like you're a legit fan. I mean, you're taking your family shopping at the Mets team store. You go to all these games. You're a passionate guy who grew up in the area. How big, how legit of a Mets fan are you?
Basically, my whole life, my dad was a Mets fan. What really solidified it was the Piazza trade, because I thought he was the coolest baseball player in the world and almost like a pro wrestler. You know, he had the long hair and the mustache. And then he got traded to my favorite team, and it was like, it just was fate to me. It was like unbelievable. And that really took everything to like the next stratosphere for me. And I've been like ridiculously diehard since then. Another cool thing is, recently I bought a house in Long Island, but up until then, for 10 years, I lived in Bayside, Queens, for the convenience of being near LaGuardia for what I do and all the traveling, but also, the two train stops to Citi Field, Shea Stadium, whatever it be, was pretty awesome too. And I'd go at least once a week.
Talk with WWE superstar Curt Hawkins, a.k.a. Brian Myers. So you go, I know you're traveling a lot, so the job takes you all over the country, but you'll go see the Mets whenever you can when you're home?
Oh, yeah. I had a 20-game package up until this recent house purchase. Now it's a little tough. I have a 1.5-year-old daughter, married and stuff, and it's just I'm about an hour from the stadium now, so it's not so easy to get there. But I do whatever it takes to get there. I ran into Zach Wheeler in an airport years ago now, we became friends, so even if it's last minute, I can text him and he can get me in there and I'll go or do whatever it takes. But somehow, just throughout, like, there's been a lot of cool moments where things have just kind of lined up. Like, I went to game 4 of the World Series in 2015. Like, I happened to be free for that heartbreaking wild card game in 2016. So I've been there for some cool stuff, even though I travel all the time.
It's been heartbreaking being a Mets fan. I know you're a Jets fan, too. We can get into that in a little bit. And then your personal losing streak. I mean, I don't know how you deal with all these losses so far. You better hope the Mets turn it around here soon, Brian.
I know. It's very fitting that my character has a losing streak and my favorite sports franchises are also, in the same boat. But I don't know. I think it builds character, for the fans and the team and everything, and it makes winning so much more special. So you just got to have faith.
You nailed it. The wins, when you finally get that first win or that next win and break the streak, it's going to be even more special. The same way, well, I've always said that, being a Mets fan, Jets fan, same thing. Well, I'm not a Jets fan, but if I were, when you get that win, all those years of losing, that's what makes it more special. So it does build character, and maybe you can have a great appreciation. Now, I touched on it before, Brian, but I really love the job you guys are doing on your podcast. Again, we're talking with WWE superstar Curt Hawkins, a.k.a. Brian Myers, has a podcast with another local guy, Zach Ryder, who's not a sports fan at all. I mean, I wouldn't even bother having Ryder on. He doesn't know anything. How are you such good friends with a guy who knows nothing about sports?
I think that's what's made our relationship work, you know, in the ring or actual friendship. It's just this total yin-yang, you know, complete difference, except for the fact that we both love professional wrestling. Everything else couldn't be more opposite. I mean, the extent of his sports knowledge is the movie Space Jam. That's literally all he knows about anything sports. And then he spends his days at Disneyland and theme parks and things like that, where you couldn't pay me to go to a place like that. So we're just very different.
He certainly is a character, and I think it does make a fun listen, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. And on that, you guys are doing a great thing. Toys for Tots, which is very easy to donate. You could go buy any new wrestling figure, and you could find some of them cheap on the Ringside Collectible site. You get wherever you go, you could just ship them to you guys, and you could give that address. But you're doing a great thing also promoting by a live event that you and Ryder are going to be there on the island December 11th. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yep, at my actual wrestling school, which is located in Hicksville, New York, the Creative Pro Wrestling Academy, we're going to have the actual last day that we can donate is December 11th. So the cutoff for Toys for Tots for the collection, because obviously all these toys need to go to the less fortunate, you know, kids for the holidays. So it's the true last day. We called in a favor to our friend, WWE former superstar Hornswoggle. He'll be there dressed as a Christmas elf. Myself, Zach, and we're doing free autographs, free photo ops, whatever you want. The only catch is you got to come and donate a toy. And so we're hoping for a huge, huge turnout to have a big blow off to the end of this thing, which has been it was just a little idea that Zach and I had, and it's really blown up into something pretty wild. We think we're going to have, all said and done, 1,000 items that we're going to donate, and Zach and I have also agreed to match everything per dollar. So if, say, we get 1,000 toys donated by the end of this day and all this, we're going to load up a U-Haul with all those toys from Creator Pro in Hicksville, drive to Ringside Collectibles, which is a Long Island distributor of wrestling figures, and we're going to match everything by the dollar. So if there's 1,000, I got to spend 1,000 more dollars, and so does Zach, to add to the donation before we finally donate. So it's going to be pretty epic.
It's a huge thing, and it's a great thing you guys are doing. Make kids happy on Christmas. Again, that's December 11th at Creative Pro Wrestling. The address, 95 Engineers Drive, Hicksville, New York. You could also donate. If you can't make it, just buy a toy and donate it there. Any bit helps. It's really a cool thing that you guys are doing. We're talking with WWE superstar Curt Hawkins, a.k.a. Brian Myers. You know, it's been a long year for the Jets, too. I know you guys talked about it on the podcast. You went out to made an appearance at the Jets game this year. You try to get out there as much as you can as well, out to MetLife?
Yeah, so the Jet games are actually way tougher because as soon as the schedule comes out every year, I look, and what really the stars just have to align so perfectly. So it has to be a game, a home game on a Sunday, that the following day is a drive for me. So say Raw's in Philly on Monday, then that's perfect. I can go to the Jet game Sunday because then I'll sleep in my own bed and drive to Philly, you know, the 2 hours in the morning. So it's got to be a double whammy there for me to go. So I've been fortunate. I've been going to at least one for the past couple of years. And I actually got to do an appearance because we have WrestleMania coming up this April, which is obviously a huge event for the WWE. And I got to go with Big Show and Bayley, and we rang the siren. I got to meet Wayne Corbett, who's one of my childhood heroes. So I'm still on cloud nine from that whole experience.
It's fantastic. I love how you geek out over sports because, I mean, you know, obviously I did the same thing. That's why I love sports. But also, you know, when I was a kid, I would, you know, the same thing with wrestling, Hogan, Savage, whatever it may be. So it's cool to have the world intertwine. And by the way, you talked also on the podcast, you just mentioned Wayne Corbett right now. You're a big fan of Boomer Esiason, who obviously has a morning show here on The Fan.
Oh, yeah. He's my, like, probably my first favorite athlete ever that I can ever remember. And that was another one. He was, like, the coolest guy to me. and he got traded to my favorite team. It was like another thing where just I couldn't believe it. You know, like it was meant to be.
You liked him before? You liked him with the Bengals before he came to the Jets?
Because I was so young, just that the Bengals uniforms were cool to me. You know, the tiger stripes, and that's all it was. You know, and his name was Boomer. You know, it was just very he stood out.
Yeah, still does. Boomer, such a cool guy. We're talking with WWE superstar Curt Hawkins, a.k.a. Brian Myers. A couple more before we let you go. Have you heard the latest with the Mets trying to get JT Realmuto? What are your thoughts on being aggressive to get the Marlins all-star catcher?
He's my number one, I think. If I could play Brody Van Wagenen and make a trade, he's the guy I want more than anything, just because I think the catcher position has become so rare to have such a big-time player at that position in the sport. And he's proved that, you know, he is the best, and he's there for the taking. I just don't know what we'd have to give up to get him.
Well, would you give up Amed Rosario, let's say?
But I know it's that plus, so it's like, oh, man, like how to even
Yeah, you might. That. You might have to give up Rosario and Nimmo. Is that something you would do?
Woof. I'd have to think about it. Possibly, though. I don't know. Man, that's a wild scenario.
And it might come down to that.
What I really don't like is that Jeter's still just not a fan of the Mets. He gave up the Yankees for Starlin Castro and a bag of peanuts, and now we got to throw the whole team at him to get
Giancarlo
for nothing.
Exactly. Now, do you hate the Yankees as much as normal Mets fans do?
Oh yeah, I'm a full blown hater. So. Full blown. I don't hate the Giants. The Giants I'm cool with, and I don't wish anything bad on them. But the Yankees, oof.
Do you
bitter Mets fan when it comes to the Yankees?
Do you get into the sports talk with anybody else that travels for WWE? I know Howard Finkel's a huge. Sometimes I tweet with him. He's a huge sports fan. Mets and Jets, I believe, as well. You ever get into it with a bunch of guys? Majority sports fans?
There's a few. I'm in a couple of fantasy football league with a few, like Tommy Dreamer and Tyson Kidd and stuff. Baseball is few and far between. Big Cass was a really big baseball guy.
So. He's a Yankee fan, right?
Diehard Yankee fan, so yeah, we would just get into it.
That's pretty cool. I love the sports talk stuff from guys that usually we wouldn't see that with. All right, dude. Well, I appreciate you coming on. I mean, it's fun to talk for the first time, and this is the first time that we're actually talking to each other, so I appreciate you taking the time. Good luck with the rest of your trip there. Let's promote the Toys for Tots one more time. Give me the details. December 11th, you, Ryder, Hornswoggle, give me the details.
Free autographs, free photo ops if you bring a toy and donate. A brand-new wrestling toy for Toys for Tots. It's the last day. We're trying to go out with a big bang and make this thing as big as we possibly can, so... that'll be from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. too. 95 Engineers Drive, Hicksville, New York, the Creator Pro Wrestling Academy, which is my wrestling school. So if anyone's curious about learning or getting into the wrestling business, that would be the place to start.
No, I may come down there and try to take some bumps. I mean, why not?
Yeah, go for it. I'll slam you around. you'll see. It's not that fun.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I've watched some of the shows, the Tough Enough stuff. It doesn't look fun, but I mean, you always want to try something once at least. All right, Brian. Thanks.
I can't even tell me how many times kids come in and they think it's a trampoline and they take one bump and they look at me like that emoji with the eyes. Just completely stunned. I'm like, yep.
Those wood boards it looks like you put underneath the mat. Yeah, it doesn't look that fun when you watch the bruises after a few hours of training, but never know. Hey, good luck with the podcast, too. Keep it going. I love listening. Looking forward to the latest release. Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, Curt Hawkins, Zack Ryder, a.k.a. Brian Myers, and Matt Cardona do a good job with that, the Toys for Tots thing. And good luck with the streak. End that streak, will you, Curt? Come on, get a dub here.
I don't even think about it. To be honest, I'm having so much fun. So cool, like, to be out there and people really, really care whether I win or lose. It's a cool feeling.
Looking forward to checking you out. Maybe we'll get to see you the 26th. I know you're making an appearance at the Garden. Hopefully, maybe you could end the streak then.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to get you out. I believe a little birdie told me that Hawkins Ryder will be tagging that night. So.
All right. Love to see it. All right, Brian. Thanks again for your time, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Al.